You're listening to the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello and welcome back to the Hello Wyoming podcast. I'm Charles Lammers with the Wyoming Office of Tourism. Today we have Claudia here to talk with us about the Cloud Peak Skyway Scenic Byway. Claudia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Wait, what brought you to Johnson County and what is your role there?
Well, I'm living here now for 23 years. To begin with, it was the horses that brought me here in the summer of 1999. I worked at a little local ranch and didn't want to leave. And my first role here in Buffalo is now to run the Civic Center and the economic development arm. And I also organize local events and working, bringing tourists in. So I'm on a Johnson County Tourism Association board as well.
Awesome. You know, I came to Wyoming the same way. I'm not from Wyoming, but ended up coming here and never leaving. So I can completely relate.
I'm from Germany, and so horses were always a big deal. And so that was something what in Wyoming you can do really well is horseback riding forever. And so that was something that I really enjoyed.
That's incredible. That says something about Wyoming all the way from Germany, and this is where you landed. Now that we've gotten to know you, let's get into today's subject. That's the Wyoming Cloud Peak Skyway Scenic Byway. This road is a 47-mile stretch that shares its boundary with forests. The scenic drive takes you through Ten Sleep Canyon and Bighorn National Forest and then ascends to beautiful views of the surrounding wilderness, including the highest point of the Bighorn Mountains, Cloud Peak. So, Claudia, the Cloud Peak Skyway is a road with a fascinating history. Can you tell me a little bit of background about the entire area?
Sure. Well, number one is probably Johnson County is known for the cattle war that ended at the TA Guest Ranch here south of town. And when you go there to this day, you can see the bullet holes. And the owners are very happy to show you those when you either have a drink or go for dinner there. That's now a restaurant and still a guest ranch. The events of the famed Johnson County Cattle War unfolded just south of the byway in April 1892. A range war between wealthy cattle ranchers and small farmers, the final standoff saw 50 hired killers from the Wyoming Stock Growers Association holed up at the TA Ranch, today a guest ranch, as I said. Outside, a posse of 200 men led by the sheriff of Johnson County lay siege. The stalemate finally ended with the intervention of President Benjamin Harrison and the 6th Cavalry of Fort McKinney. One of the several historic sites near the byway, Fort McKinney outside Buffalo, serves today as a site of the Wyoming Soldiers and Sailors Home. The bullet holes at the TA, as I said, are still there, and the owners are happy to share that information and the history. And they also operate that restaurant with a beautiful view of the Bighorns, and it's a very beautiful area. And by the way, that is one of the ranches that I worked in 1999 and didn't want to go back. So it's a very picturesque place and a very nice place to rest and stay a few days, ride a horse or do whatever.
Wow, that is a lot of history. And just one piece, that's only one piece of history from the area.
Yes.
So people can go and still today stay at the same place where this event occurred and see the bullet holes from the past.
Yes.
Wow, that is absolutely fascinating.
They do sometimes even reenactments of things. I was in one a few years ago, but sometimes they do reenactments. It's pretty fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Now, there's also petroglyphs in the area. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Yes, those are at the Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site. The area has been continuously occupied for more than 10,000 years, apparently. Homesteaded in 1884, and the Medicine Lodge was originally a working cattle ranch. The ranch was purchased in 1972 by the Wyoming Game and Fish, which created the 12,000-acre Medicine Lodge Wildlife Habitat Management Area. Beautiful area. I can only recommend this just because you will not believe about an hour from Buffalo, Wyoming, you find this wonderful site. You can bring your horses, trailers, campsite RVs for $10 a night. You can stop there. You have beautiful views of the Buttes Canyon. You ride next to the canyon and water. I just love that area. And in 1973, a portion of that habitat management area was developed into the Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site, where cultural history and recreational access continues today. Just a beautiful, beautiful place. Just gigantic history and wonderful scenery.
It sounds like it. Aside from all of the history and beautiful scenery, $10 a night is a steal for camping. So I know a lot of people are going to want to take advantage of that. Can you tell me a little bit about the summer and winter recreation opportunities in this area? I know there's a ton of great stuff you can do, everything from snowmobiling in the winter to great hikes in the summer. What have we got?
Yeah, snowmobiling is big. When we do have the snow, hiking is big. I would not recommend to go after July and August to Medicine Lodge if you want to be hiking, because it is very warm and it is getting uncomfortable. But what is beautiful is May and June, and then September again, to hike those canyons and be in that area.
That sounds like it. And with river access, I mean, there's a ton of water activities as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Fly fishing, yes.
Excellent. So this road's namesake is actually the highest point in all of the Bighorn Mountains at 13,171 feet, and that is Cloud Peak. Can guests to this area have any overlooks? Can they hike up to Cloud Peak? I know the highway itself does not go to Cloud Peak, but it is right off of it.
Yes, there's a highway that kind of winds up all the way to the peaks, or goes by the peaks. There is a drive out where you can stop and take pictures. But along the way, there's a lot of trailheads, a lot of places to stop, take pictures, go for a hike, have a picnic. There is a overlooks basically a lot of places. If you go all the way to the rim, you can see hundreds of miles from there. What I would recommend when you are in the area, take the trail up next to the creek and follow that. Eventually you hit the rim and you're on top of the world. You have 100 miles or more views, and it's just a wonderful day trip you can do. Along the line, you can go fly fishing if you wanted to. You see a lot of wildlife. It's just a beautiful area.
Thanks, Claudia. It certainly sounds like it. I've been out there many times myself. One of my favorite areas happens to be probably about maybe 15 miles in from the western side, and where you can start just seeing these sheer cliffs this time of year, especially when it's the summer, you know, and it's all green out there. It's absolutely stunning. I love it. So from the eastern side of the Cloud Peak Skyway Scenic Byway, we have Buffalo as the easternmost town, but the westernmost town in that area would be Tinsleep. And so when we're talking about Tinsleep, let's go ahead and mention Tinsleep Canyon, which is an area of majestic limestone walls popular among climbers. This is kind of the area that I'm talking about when I talk about these absolutely cool sheer cliffs. What kind of climbing opportunities are available out here?
Lots. And I guess there is some books out there. We at the in Buffalo, we have a sporting goods store that sells the climbing books for Tinsleep Canyon. Tinsleep sits so close to the Bighorns that you can see them from the most places in town. You're noticing the canyon, and driving down that canyon, there is a highway, and parallel to the highway is a dirt road. I believe this is the old road at one time. And in the wintertime, you can go cross-country skiing down. Some people do it at full moon, have a car on the bottom, one car on a top, and then you go cross-country skiing downhill and get picked up on the bottom. Also, that secondary highway is a part where a lot of climbers are parking their RVs or campers. It's a beautiful area. It's very busy in the summertime. And I guess there is over 800 bolted routes that I didn't know of either. But it is one of the top climbing destinations. I think there is something for everybody there to climb. And in the fall, it is very popular. September, early September, it is very busy.
Absolutely. I can imagine. I know that Tinsleep Canyon is home to the International Climbers Festival, which happens yearly and is usually based out of the town of Tinsleep. But I also know that people end up making base camp in Buffalo as well and driving out. How long would you say it would take a person to drive this entire route from Tinsleep to Buffalo?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. And there's lots of stuff to do in between there as well.
There's a lot of lookouts as well. It's a very winding road. When you drive up the canyon, there is a lake called Meadowlark Lake, also a ski lodge in the wintertime. And if you have a paddleboard or a kayak, canoe, it's a bigger lake. It's fun to just go on that lake for a little while.
Sounds like there are no shortage of opportunities for people of all ages and accessibilities to find in this canyon. It sounds like a great place to check out. So I know it could take about an hour and a half to drive the entire route. Would you say it's probably better for people to take at least half a day to allow time to stop and see all of the sites, or would you say even longer?
I think there should probably take a day to enjoy everything. Ten Sleep has a wonderful brewery, Ten Sleep Brewery. Can't miss it. It's outside of Ten Sleep, a few miles in the Red Rocks. They have really good beer and just enjoy the scenery along the way in the canyon. You can hike. You can do anything you want in the Bighorns. And I don't know if you guys know where the name Ten Sleep came from, but it was at the time, it took 10 sleeps to get from one end to the other. And that's where the name came from.
That's fascinating. So from one side to the other, it took 10 sleeps, essentially, or 10 days, if you will. Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's fascinating. Good to know. Well, 10 Sleep is also home to a great little restaurant, great place to get some ice cream. And don't let the name fool you, folks. It's called Dirty Sally's. It is not a bad place to get a good ice cream cone while you're out there. And then on the eastern side, always stop at the Occidental Hotel. It's a great place to have lunch, a beer, or even stay the night. So there's plenty of opportunities there. Would you say, Claudia, that listeners would need to fill up on gas or bring anything with them when they're traveling this specific byway?
They should bring, enough gas is for sure, number one. And then in the wintertime, make sure they have four-wheel drive. Those mountains can get treacherous, especially in the mornings or in the evenings. So all-wheel drive is not a bad thing to have.
Sounds good. Absolutely. So the Cloud Peak Skyway is largely found in Johnson County. Do you have a favorite spot along this byway?
I like myself the Crazy Woman Canyon Loop. It starts south of town. You go from Buffalo south, the old highway, going up Crazy Woman. This is a beautiful smaller canyon. And then turn onto Highway 16 and go down the hill towards Buffalo again. That's kind of a loop. And it takes you probably an hour and a half, the same thing, but it's just around Buffalo. We do have also Mountain Meadow Wool. It's a local wool producer, and you could do a mill tour. They have a retail store to look at. It's kind of cool because our local ranchers bringing their wool to this production area, and then you can see the beautiful yarns, and you can see how it's been done. We do have hole-in-the-wall country, of course, with the Chris Ledoux Park in KC, which is about 45 minutes from Buffalo. Very beautiful country. Again, more red rocks, more history. They do offer in June a big tour with the Hoofprints of the Past Museum, where you can actually go and see this beautiful country and go through all the ranches. They let you go through that because it's private property at some point. We do have in Buffalo itself the Clear Creek Trail System. That starts in Buffalo downtown and goes all the way to the mouth of the mountain and then downtown. And as you said, the historical Occidental, and we have a lot of artists and a beautiful little downtown.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better, Claudia. I know Johnson County has some of the richest history in Wyoming and some of the greatest amenities if you're visiting from out of town. Even our own local residents love to visit Johnson County. Absolutely great place to visit. Claudia, thank you for that. So, Claudia, if someone is visiting the Cloud Peak Skyway, Scenic Byway, or even Johnson County or Buffalo, maybe even Ten Sleep, where can they go to learn more about this area and plan their trip locally?
Yes, we do have a website. It's johnsoncountywy.com. Information about restaurants, where to stay, what to do, best places is all on that website. And it's very fun with a lot of pictures. So hopefully people are enticed to find some information there.
Excellent. Claudia, anything else you'd like to share about the byway or the area?
I just want to say that our byway is a very safe byway. It can be done with bigger RVs. The corners are not too tight. Hopefully people stay a day or two in Buffalo. And otherwise, that's what I have for that. And we do not have grizzlies. I don't know if that could be a good or a bad thing, but we're actually glad because it's a little safer on our end.
Perfect. I'm sure you could see a lot of other wildlife too, such as elk and deer and maybe even the occasional mountain lion.
Yes, and moose.
Oh, moose. That's another big one that everybody wants to see. That's fantastic. Yes. Well, Claudia, thanks for talking with us today about the Cloud Peak Skyway Scenic Byway. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And to our listeners, when you visit Wyoming, be sure to visit responsibly. Don't forget to visit travelwyoming.com as you plan your Wyoming vacation. And follow along on our social media channels and use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. I'll see you in the next episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.